Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
I will be doing a review of a new app that just came out. It's an audio adventure game called Grail to the Thief. And what it is it's like the text adventure books where you used to press the numbers or you used to turn the pages. Well, you press the numbers. So you have to go through a series of choices. It will give you a list of choices and you can choose what you want to do. This has great professional voice acting and wonderful sound effects, and the story is great. The game came out on September 9th, and it is for Windows, Mac, and Linux. I will be demonstrating the Mac version today, although the game is the same on all three platforms, and which is wonderful because there's such a dearth of accessible Mac games out there, so this is just one more that I think I'd like to show you guys. The game costs $5. That's $5, and you can purchase it on forallToPlay.com, forallToPlay.com. It will be a DRM-free download, so you just download it, and it'll come with all your versions, your Windows, your Mac, your Linux. There is an iOS and Android version set to come out in the near future, hopefully by the end of the year, they've told me. Let me preface this by saying that I am not one of the developers of the game, but I have been with the project. I've been following the project for a long, long time because I was one of the Kickstarter backers. This was totally funded by crowdsourcing Kickstarter, and so because I backed $50 into the project, I got to see as it, you know, went along, and I got some of the beta builds that were released to the Kickstarter people. So therefore, I got to see what the game looked like from start, you know, when they started writing, and then they were keeping us informed about. Then I got to play some of the beta builds. So I actually have not played the full release yet, but I know it works. I mean, I've tried it. So without further ado, oh yes, I'm running this on a MacBook Air mid-2013 model.
Finder.
There's my Finder.
Applications. List view. Interact with list view. Pack. Are you an app? Grail to the Thief application.
So it's called Grail to the Thief. This game does not require voiceover, so I'm going to open the app, and then I'm going to shut off voiceover.
Open Finder item. Grail to the Thief. Voiceover off.
There we go.
You are about to play Grail to the Thief, an interactive audio adventure presented by For All to Play. Click any button or press the corresponding number key to advance. If you would like to hear a passage again, click the Repeat Story, Repeat Choices, or Repeat All buttons, or press Z, X, or Spacebar, respectively. Click the Main Menu button or press Escape to return to the main menu at any time. 1. Start game. 2. Credits. 3. Exit to desktop.
Now, as you see, this is very human narrated, so I'm going to press 1.
Hank Krang, a dirty thief from the near future, recently had a self-aware time machine called the Time Excursion Digital Interface, or Teddy, fall into his lap after a poker game. He has decided to use this technology to go throughout time, stealing priceless artifacts. As Hank would say, if they're already gone, who's going to miss them? On his first adventure, Grail to the Thief, Hank travels to Arthurian times in search of the Holy Grail. 1. Start adventure.
That's what I'm going to do. Press the number 1.
Here we are. Medieval England. Safe and sound.
I'm never going to get used to that. Feels like I got hit by a truck. Teddy, where are we?
We're in a field, Hank. There's a town ahead of us, and thick forest all around.
1. Scan area. 2. Follow road.
So these are two choices we can take. We can either press number 1 to scan the area, or number 2 to follow the road. I'm going to follow the road.
There's a guard up ahead, in front of some huge gates.
I suggest approaching the situation delicately, Hank.
You know me, Teddy. I'm always delicate.
I can see his sword from here. Please don't get us killed. I'm worthless stuck in time without electricity.
One. Talk to guard.
Well, looks like I only have one choice. I'm going to press the number one to talk to the guard.
Halt! Who goes there?
Cliche.
I know, right? Who are you talking to, stranger? No one? Don't worry about it. What town is this?
Why, this is Camelot, the greatest town in all the land.
One, ask about Camelot. Two, ask about the Grail. Three, demand entrance.
So these are all three things I can do. There's no way to die in this game, so I'm gonna press number three.
How about you stop talking and let me in?
By God, I will not be spoken to that way. I'm an extension of the king's rule, and by that decree, I demand that you leave now, and only return when you have learned to show me some respect. Good day.
That went well. I guess we'll wait here at the road outside the castle until you learn some self-control.
One. Scan area. Two. Talk to guard.
So now I can do those two things again. So let's see what happens if you talk to the guard again by pressing the number two. I'm controlling this only with the number keys on my Mac. No voiceover, no nothing.
Back again, hey, stranger?
Yeah, yeah. Before I let you in, you have to apologize.
What?
Just do it, Hank.
So?
One. Apologize.
Looks like I only have one choice. Gotta press the number one.
I'm sorry I was rude.
Ah, there's a fine lad. All is forgiven. No need to worry. You are strangely dressed, though.
I'm sorry I didn't pack my corset.
And you keep talking to yourself. You act like one of those fools that entertains the king.
One, say you're a blacksmith. Two, say you're a jester. Three, say you're from the future.
So, you got three choices here. I'm going to press number two.
I'm Jester. I'm here to entertain the king.
I didn't hear of a jester visit today.
I don't know about this one, Hank.
I'm a surprise gift from a neighboring kingdom.
Very well, then. We need some entertainment here in Camelot anyway. It's been quite boring lately. Follow me.
Wow, that actually worked.
One, follow guard.
I'm going to close this out here by pressing Alt Q, turning on voiceover. I just did this to give you guys a quick demonstration of how the game works, because there are so many choices, so many things I can do in this game. There's so much voice acting. This is really an amazing game, and it's like hour or 2 hours game to play. So, you know, you spend $5 for a nice set of entertainment. If they get enough sales, they're planning to make more adventures with these same characters. So I highly hope that you guys enjoyed this and feel like you guys can play more into the game and find out what happens by the game. It's really got, as you can hear, amazing voice acting. You've only heard three out of the many, many characters that you'll be introduced to throughout the game. So, I just hope that you guys really enjoyed this, and I'm signing off.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.